Born in Joplin, Missouri in July of 1939, Charles McPherson grew up about 160 miles away and one generation removed from his musical idol and fellow alto saxophonist, Charlie Parker. Shortly after World War II, the McPherson family moved to Detroit, which in the mid-50s was the stronghold of a new kind of music called hard bop. A succession of great players came from Detroit, and one by one, almost all of them migrated to New York City to try and make their mark in the world of jazz. Charles McPherson's Detroit to New York journey led him to meet up with bassist Charles Mingus, a native of Nogales, Arizona, and thus began a career that would find Charles McPherson touring the world, performing, recording, and collaborating with film producers over the next half century. Charles McPherson talked with Ben Need in a phone interview from San Diego. McPherson will be appearing in Tucson this weekend.
Well, I moved to New York in late 59, early 60s. I had enough money to last about 3 or 4 months. Had that money run out, I would have had to go back to Detroit. Fortunately, I started working with Mingus just in time, and that started my 12-year involvement with Charlie Mingus.
Tell me a little bit about working with Mingus. He seemed to be such a taskmaster. Describe your relationship with him.
Well, Mingus was a taskmaster, and he was very strong about having his music played the way he wanted to hear it. He wrote. He was an extensive writer, and he was a very creative person. I would go over to his house, and he'd have a piano right in the middle of his living room, and he'd have music manuscript paper strewn all about. He was quite confrontational and very candid in his manner. He liked me personally as a person because we once did a benefit for a poet and a writer named Kenneth Patchen, who was was the same period as Jack Kerouac and people like that. And Mingus knew the man personally. He was ill. So at the end of the benefit, Mingus started handing the band, $5 bills just to give them something for their time, because Mingus dedicated his time free because he knew the man personally. He was a friend. We didn't really know him, When Mingus was doling out the money, he came to me, and I just looked at him. I was about 21 at that time. I just said, well, $5, what is that anyway? And give it to him since it's a benefit and he's in need of the money for, hospital bills and all that. Just give it to him. And from that moment on, he was very nice to me because he had categorized me as a nice person. And Mingus was the kind of person himself, whereas if he had you pigeonholed in a particular box, then that's what you were forever. So that impressed him. I saw his eyes water up when I said that and just said, give the money to him. At the same token, now, if he saw 1 ounce of disingenuousness, he could see that immediately. He would treat you differently. But he was ethical in his way, and he had a sense of fairness, and along with him being the angry man, he could be very warm and very tender, and he was an interesting character for sure.
Well, one other person I want to talk about, Clint Eastwood, on the movie Bird, which of course is the story of Charlie Parker. How was Clint Eastwood to work with?
Well, he's interesting. He's a very smart, intelligent man, and very much a jazz fan, that's for sure. So he told me he first saw Charlie Parker in 1948. It completely changed his life. He was very much impressed with not only the musicality, but also the self-assuredness. It made him feel stronger about how he's going to do what he wants to do with his own life and his own career. And I thought that was interesting.
Now, more recent years, I've heard you on our radio station as part of Jazz at Lincoln Center, and you're doing some impressive recreations of some of the Charlie Parker Bird with String sessions.
Oh, well, thank you. Yes, that's right. And that was a very interesting project, and I've been involved with a few events at Lincoln Center in the last few years, and the Bird with Strings and That was one of them, and it was a very enjoyable situation.
Well, you've lived twice as long as Charlie Parker. Obviously, you've taken care of yourself. Maybe you can give me some insights there. How do you keep in shape? You exercise, you eat right?
Yeah, I ride the bicycle. I do that every day or every other day. It's not so much what you do, it's what you don't do. It's got a lot to do with it. I'm not very strict about my diet, but I am careful. I'm very much in love with music. I'm very passionate about it, and I'm like a little kid when it comes to that. And that might have a way of invigorating your whole being, is just being in love with what you do.
Charles McPherson will perform at an outdoor festival in Charlie Mingus's hometown of Nogales on Saturday, April 20th, beginning at noon. McPherson then plays at the Berger Performing Arts Center in Tucson on Saturday, April 21st at 2 p.m. He'll be backed by the all-star Tucson trio of Jeff Haskell, Scott Black, and Pete Swan in a program of Charles Mingus's music. More information is online at azpm.org.